At the heart of the research, the psychologists want to investigate precisely how the brain will be disrupted over the 48-hour period. They will conduct a series of tests which will measure any deterioration in the subject's ability to perform the simplest of tasks. They'll be tested before they go in and when they come out. This is the visual memory test.
Could you copy this design onto here for me, please?
Now.
Right now.
30 minutes later, they're asked to recall the design and redraw it from memory.
Off you go. Drawing test, we're looking at people's ability to recognize and learn from copying a very complex figure and then be able to recreate that from memory. It's a test of how well their memory is functioning.
This one should be a square.
At this stage, they seem to be able to remember and recreate the original design well.
What I'd like you to do is read these words out, beginning up here at the top of this column. Mm-hmm. Going down this column.
And this is the information processing test.
Black.
In this test, the subjects are asked not to read the words as written, but to say black. The colour in which they're printed.
Red, green, black.
It tests the brain's ability to process two conflicting pieces of information.
Black, blue. We good? Okay.
At the moment, the subject's brains seem to be in good shape.
Okay, did I get it all right?
You did, actually.
Their ability to remember, concentrate and process information is fine. But what will they be like after 48 hours in the dark room, deprived of all stimulation?